This is Earth and Sky on squeezing the power of a scientific lab into something as tiny as a computer chip.
Experts are calling it lab on a chip. These are miniaturized devices that can analyze chemicals just as in a laboratory. Nong John Tao is with Arizona State University's Center for Solid State Electronics. He's developing these tiny chemical sensors using nanotechnology, the science of the very small.
So molecule is very small, but molecule is incredibly useful and intelligent and can do a lot of things.
When Tao says molecules are intelligent, he means some molecules already have the property of being able to identify other specific molecules. DNA molecules, for example, do this routinely when they reproduce.
Which means we can use this property to build a device as chemical sensors. It tells you what chemicals you have in the environment.
Lab on a chip has become possible because nanotechnology lets scientists manipulate extremely small materials on the scale of atoms and molecules. The lab on a chip technology might someday let labs capable of detecting certain kinds of pollution, for example, easily travel to remote or undeveloped areas.
And there may be medical applications, such as monitoring glucose levels in our blood from inside our bodies. If you have questions about nanotechnology, come to earthsky.org. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.